Mac, it has finally happened, something that we have known for years. Now everyone else will know. Now everyone else is in on the secret. It's not just a little happy secret between me and you, not just a little inside joke. Mac, we finally saw in WandaVision, if you look real, real close, they have themselves a Rode Procaster board. Now, they do have a sticker over where it says Rode, but we know that's a Rode Procaster. And we also know that Mac and Goo are unofficially the official, unofficial podcast that works with Rode.
Yeah, I have very limited experience with engineering, producing, and stuff like that. However, I can recognize a board, and the one we have is pretty recognizable. And I saw, I believe it was in the second episode, right? Or at the end of the first episode.
End of the first.
End of the first episode of WandaVision. Then I immediately texted you. I was like, you see that board?
Oh, you know what I said? Absolutely, it did. we are one and the same now.
That might be the best takeaway so far from WandaVision, if I'm being honest. But I think it's great. Confirmed we are on Earth 616.
And, you know, this is, hey, free one right here. Because everyone keeps on tweeting at me, texting me, asking me, hey, what do you think of the board? I love it. Very user-friendly. Take that for what it's worth. But it can do everything for you. So, Rode Procaster. Also, MC Goo!
I'm suddenly realizing that my yellow is being detected as a little bit of green. So I might go in and out of fading here. It'll be a little bit like WandaVision, actually.
One goo, three, yeah!
Mac and Goo!
Jaws 3!
Mac and Goo!
King of Queens!
Mac and Goo!
Meryl Streep!
Mac Goo!
Entertainment!
Thank you, Norris the Terrible. I'm Goo.
And I am Mac.
And we are the Mac and Goo program. We bring you friendship.
And today, I don't really know what we're doing because
so
we spent the last 5 days,
friendship.
4 days, discussing what we may or may not do. And we didn't really decide on anything.
Well, here's the thing.
And here we are.
There's not a topic hot enough to really jump on right now. There's a bunch of small, simmering fires, but we said not enough there for a full episode. So why not let the listener decide?
Sure.
In what we would call Mac Zack.
Let's get into Mac Zack.
And Mac Zack could be anything. It could be a boat. And this week it is brought to you by Manscaped.com. Guys, you want to head over to Manscaped.com right now, and they are running a great price on their performance package plus hygiene plan. Guys, it is 44% off right now, and I'll tell you this right now. If you put in the promo code Mac and Goo, an extra 20% off. That comes with the Lawnmower 3.0. That is great for shaving the pubesy doobsies down there. The Weed Whacker, cleaning the nosy wosies. The Crop Preserver, the Crop Reviver, the Magic Mat. This is something that you want to have. Put it below you, because when you're shaving, goes right on there. No hassle, no fuss. No hair everywhere. That's always one of the biggest issues when you're shaving. If you shave often, little hairs, those are hard to find. Those are hard to clean. And also, Mac, free gifts. Free gifts. I know this is what you want because this comes with the Shed, little carrier. Keeps everything nice and tidy. And then also, your favorite product, the underwear.
I just want to say, I don't know if you making words more kid-friendly is really good for Manscaped. It's a little weird.
If you use this stuff, you're going to make a kid.
Well, to backside 180 off of that, as good as my penis looks right now, no one's seen it in a long time. But at least you can admire your own penis after using Manscaped products.
Looks like a handsome giraffe right now. Guys, don't forget right now, you go to manscaped.com, promo code MacAndGoo, live your life clean.
What's 20% of 56%? That's some real math and goo right there.
I'll get back to you later. Mac, first things first, I think what we need to do is we need to fix a mistake that we made last week.
We don't make mistakes.
I know. Well, no. When I make a mistake, I backslide 180 and I say, you know what? I'll lean into this.
I mean, I've never made a mistake, so I don't know what that's like.
This comes in from @AndrewAugustus. Shame on Mac and Goo for missing the post-credit scene from The Mandalorian, much better than Dr. Robotnik. This should have won the But Wait, There's More award in 2020.
What, the boba?
Yeah.
I guess so.
No, Mac, come on. That was dope.
Sure.
Don't say it's not. And Robotnik wasn't that great.
Yeah, I don't care about this.
Yeah. So shame on us. It's been fixed.
Be real with yourself. How much do you care about the Boba Fett show?
I care. Boba Fett's dope now.
We care a little.
It's dope now.
We care a little.
I care a lot.
All right. Well, I care a little.
I care a lot. All right, let's move on to at JPodBonecast. That is a nice name. Real, real nice. I like that.
Zone.
Are you guys messing with WandaVision yet? And we also got one from Sandra Rendez, who said, do an episode on the first two WandaVisions. We don't like to do shows, you know, jumping in a season early, because then within 1 or 2 weeks, it's completely nonsense, so it doesn't really make sense. But I will say just very quickly, on the first two episodes, spoiler free, I enjoyed it. I think it's unique within this universe. The acting, the writing, and everything around the show feels great for what it is. And I think they've given enough clues to where it's going. So I like it.
The whole thing with like doing partial seasons is, if you're going to do that, you might as well just review every episode. And that's a real fucking task.
So that's the thing, is that if we were going to do that, we just turn ourselves into a WandaVision podcast.
Yeah, obviously it's an MCU product. And again, spoiler free here, WandaVision has been well made. I don't know. And I was thinking about this because everyone seems to be really high, like surprisingly high on it. I don't know if it's because we're boots on the ground, you know, nose in the grindstone. We sort of expected exactly what we got.
Yeah, kind of.
So, like, nothing was new to me. Nothing was surprising.
No, but
so I wanted a little pizzazz, and I got none of it.
Here's the linchpin of the show, though. Catherine Hahn.
Catherine Hahn's great, but she's always
great. She is playing perfect the 1950s, 1960s actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that big, over-the-top, well, I don't know what you mean by that. Like, she is amazing on the show.
She's so good. She's so good.
She is so good.
It's sort of set up exactly how, like, how I thought it was going to be. And I guess we could have maybe done a pre-WandaVision podcast, but it wouldn't age that well. So
no.
Going into it, I suspected that Wanda has sort of had a mental break. And so wherever she is, and good guys or bad guys' hands, she's lost in her own head. And so the radio transmissions and that type of shit you hear are them trying to get in and sort of break that whatever wall is up. And that's exactly what we got, but we didn't get anything further on that. We got a small tease at the end of episode
two.
That doesn't really do anything for us.
There's some stuff that does go a little bit further where it might not just be her being the bad guy in the Doctor Strange movie, which she is, but maybe Catherine Hahn's character has more of a play in it. The devil pops up. You know, that's going to be something.
Any good actor or actress that was cast in this show, I'm sure, is like an agent or so, some sort of hero or anti-hero that is trying to fish out some information.
Yeah.
That's almost a guarantee.
This one comes in from at Snoozebar. You can talk about how disappointed you were in Cobra Kai. This one goes towards me, Mac. I will fill in real quickly. I loved season one. I have made that very, very well known. Season one was dope. I gave it like 37 hot dogs. That is high praise. But the first season focuses on Johnny Lawrence, which is, he was such a good, like, bad Santa, better version of, like, bad teacher type of vibe. And then season two, you start to focus more on the kids, which is fine. But then you have this ridiculous fight at the end of the season in the school. And then it's dealing with all this, like, dramedy crap. And then season three, it's pretty much Riverdale with karate. And you might say, goo, that's right up your alley. But when you give me something as good as season one, and then it eventually turns into what it is in season three, and then you have Johnny Lawrence as a side character now, get out of my face.
Yeah, to me, obviously I haven't watched an episode and I never will, but it reeks of someone was sitting on an idea and a script for either a sequel or a show, aka season one.
Yeah.
And past that, they had nothing written. And it almost, I mean, that's got to be what it is, right?
Also, they're now bringing in more of the stuff from, like, Karate Kid 2 and other sequels.
Oh, joy.
And look, the first Karate Kid is a cult classic, great movie. It's beyond a cult classic. It made some money. I know we argue what a cult classic is in this Gooniverse a lot.
I don't argue it at all.
But what I'm saying, though, is, like it's kitschy fun, but to say it's a great movie, probably not. But then when you go beyond it into the sequels, those stink.
It's a movie that a ton of people in and around us grew up on. objectively, probably not a good movie. It's not a movie that I ever rewatch. If it's on, I might watch it, but I never go out of my way for it. But I understand why people love The Karate Kid. It's just not one of my favorites. A season one of Cobra Kai, totally on board with the idea of that. But how long are we going to go here, Goo, right? Like, we can't really expand the Cobra Kai universe.
Also in from @snoozebar, he said, just play the Mac and Goo Power Rankings theme song for 45 minutes.
All right.
Play us out. It's forcing
time. See you next week.
Sabergooth Tiger.
Maxtodon.
Stegosaurus.
Pterodactyl.
Goo-Ranosaurus Mac.
Goo-Goo Power Rankings. Mac and Goo Power Rankings. Goo-Goo Power Rankings. Here are Mac and Goo's Power Rankings.
And then a great idea here from @BrianGrimes27. He said, do a power ranking of the animals listed in the Power Rankings theme song.
Okay.
So I looked at it two different ways here. I looked at it as animals and also as Zords. And I also had a discussion on Twitter of, is it, you know, which animal's the coolest, which one wins in a fight? But then I was told, if you are the coolest, you're going to win every fight. Fonzie style.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
First up, animals-wise, I'm going to go from top to bottom, okay?
Okay.
T-Rex is the coolest.
Yep, for sure.
Triceratops, number two.
Triceratops were vegetarians. We learned that in The Land Before Time.
I know, but they got horns. Three to be exact. Do you go pterodactyl three?
I go pterodactyl because of the flight. No, I go pterodactyl two because of the flight.
So you have Triceratops below or above?
Below pterodactyl, for sure. And then I think Sabretooth Tiger, Triceratops, and Mastodon is a good three-way battle royale because they all have pros and cons.
But I think
very clearly
stinks.
To me is T-Rex and then pterodactyl.
I think Mastodon stinks.
Yeah, but they're so big, right? Imagine elephants, but more tough.
They
elephants
couldn't even live through the Ice Age, though.
You can't fuck with elephants.
I can fuck with an elephant.
You as a human being, which of those three would you rather fight? Probably Sabretooth Tiger, right?
Sabretooth Tigers were huge.
I don't think I can beat a Mastodon. I think there's like a 1% chance to beat a Sabretooth Tiger.
How angry did Triceratopses get?
I don't know, but they're slow, too. I think Mastodon's better than Triceratops.
Which one could I fool into tripping over a vine that I tie between two trees?
Mastodons would fall further, but they step higher. So maybe Triceratops. But easily to me is T-Rex and Pterodactyl, top two.
And then when ranking the Zords, I thought this is actually pretty easy. Once again, T-Rex at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Just get off of his mountain. Number two is Mastodon. The Mastodon looks dope.
Yep.
And it like spit out steam and stuff.
It's got horns.
Then Sabretooth Tiger.
Okay. Shout out to
Then Pterodactyl. Pterodactyl's kind of useless. It's kind of the shield. They don't use it well. Should have been wings.
No, but I think, doesn't it turn into wings?
No, never did.
Are you sure? Never did?
I'm very sure.
Okay.
No.
All right.
You're thinking of the Thunder Cougar Falcon Bird.
That's not what I'm thinking of, but that sounds cool.
And then at the bottom, because it's a foot, Triceratops.
Yeah, Triceratops, I can agree with on the bottom. I might want to move Pterodactyl up. I'm pretty sure it worked as the wings at some point.
It never worked as the wings, no.
Could be wrong.
It used the shoulder pads of the Dragonzord. It would use the Brontosaurus to stand in, and then it would blast from its mouth. And then I don't think they ever used the tortoise with the first integration of the Zords. That was with the second one, correct?
What the fuck are you talking about right now?
Zords!
Tortoise?
Yeah, there was a tortoise.
I don't...
Look up the tortoise Zord. No, because Mighty Morphin switched Zords in the middle of season one.
All right, I'll just agree to agree.
Look up the tortoise Zord.
Yeah, all right, yeah, you guys out there, I'm not going to do it.
No, it was a complete money grab Zord, where it was literally just a giant plastic shell that you would put the Megazord in. It didn't do anything.
Okay.
They're like, we need something bigger to put this
like,
in.
Like, there's
about
people
a fucking
that
tortoise?
Like Ninja Turtles. Let's get a tortoise in here.
Let's get a tortoise.
Ninja tortoises would be so much worse than Ninja Turtles.
Oh, yeah, because tortoises are big and slow. Turtles are small and slow.
Nimble.
They're very nimble. Mac, next one up is from @TH Dunwich Horror. He said, rank all of the Mac and Goose Sounders. I'm going to rank four of them because that's what we do here on Mount Rushmore's Power Rankings.
Mm-hmm.
Best in series,
okay.
The Mac and Goo draft, and best of seasons. Sneaky good.
It hasn't been played on the channel in a while, but you got to get Goo's Juicy Six Pack in there.
That one's good. And then
has
also Fashion Mac. I know some people hate it. I love it still.
Power Rankings and Goo's Juicy Six Pack are the only ones that's ever been stuck in my head. And okay. Goo's Juicy Six Pack is an original, so that's got to be in the Mount Rushmore.
Next one up is from at Billy D the Greek. Tenet for part of it, and then rank Christopher Nolan's movies. So you haven't seen Tenet yet, right?
No.
Okay, so I will say, for me, Tenet was good. I didn't necessarily love the story or the storytelling, but what was great was the action scenes. The action scenes were amazing and top-notch for movie making. So makes it worth it. I think it takes, let's say you give the action scenes, because there's a bunch of them in the movie. Let's say you give those an A, you give the story a C- or a D+, you meet in the middle, nice BB-.
Okay, so I sort of know what dog score you would give it. Do we have anything planned for next week? So maybe this is our episode next week then.
Maybe it's Tenet, or maybe, hear me out, we do this again. Same questions. We just give different answers.
I will certainly have time to watch Tenet this week.
Okay, so I'm not going to give it a definitive hot dog score yet if we're going to do that. And then I'm also not going to give it a definitive ranking in the Nolan universe. But I'll say this.
Well, I
not
think
the
you
best.
Do that for
not
Big
the
Marketees.
Best, not the worst.
Okay, well, that didn't help anyone at all.
It's right in the middle.
What's the worst Nolan movie to you?
Interstellar.
Oh, man. We've sort of talked about that before. Having Interstellar as your worst movie is kind of incredible.
No, and that's the whole thing is that, so when you're saying that Tenet's not good, it's not the best Nolan movie, but it's still a good movie. It's a well-made movie.
Mm-hmm. Do you have Inception number one or Dark Knight?
Dark Knight for me, but if you're saying to me, Goo, take your personal preference out of it, take your personal Batman preference out of it, Inception's probably a better movie.
Okay. Inception's maybe. For sure number one. For me, I don't know what I would have number two, though. That's actually, even if we don't speak about Tenet a bunch, I know Dork already did it, but maybe we do Christopher Nolan movies.
At Rob_Paradise46, he wants to know the reason why circus peanuts are the best candy.
I mean, I don't, how, first of all, you know, I guess there's an off chance that circus peanuts has changed the recipe in the last 25 years. But 25 years ago, when I had my last circus peanut at age 6, I said to myself, this is the worst fucking piece of garbage I've ever had. And if, Mom, you give this to me again, I'm moving out. That's it for me. I'm taking my stone-cold suitcase, and I'm walking my white ass back across 8 Mile. I'm never coming home. Circus peanuts just don't even, actually, don't say the word ever again.
Well, are they candy or are they legumes?
Are they candy or are they cardboard, is the question.
Mac, this one comes in from at Gina Picaro. She wants us to talk about Gilmore Girls, and sadly, I've never seen it.
I love how you're butchering every single Twitter name. It's pretty fantastic.
Gina Picaro, is that what it is?
You called her Gina, which I think is great.
Yeah, Gina Picaro.
Gina Carano. She tweeted us. Gilmore Girls is a decent show. I have never sat down to say, hey, today's the day I'm going to watch Gilmore Girls seasons 1-4. But I have seen a lot of Gilmore Girls episodes, and I like Lauren Graham, so I think that plays a lot into it. But it's a lot of very likable characters on Gilmore Girls. I wouldn't recommend Gilmore Girls to people, but I can see why people like it.
This one comes in from at Jacob_Morocco, and he says, best comedy cameos, and then funniest shows of the 90s, 2000s, and 10s. Those both sound like great solo episodes for a different day.
Yeah, we'll have to define cameo, I guess, is the big thing, right?
I think we kind of did cameo during our last one.
We did a little bit, yeah.
Because we said Pitt and then all of the Matt Damons.
Yeah, but like, what about TV show cameos, right? Because Seinfeld has these characters that are on. Yeah. Like, where do you limit it? If they're in 7 episodes?
Rudy Giuliani was a great comedy cameo on Seinfeld.
Right. So I don't know where the cutoff is there. So that, I guess that's the discussion we'd have to have.
This one comes in from at Wes the Wheelman. Mac needs to shotgun Bluey this weekend, and then we can have a Bluey episode draft with Arvon D and Batcracker.
The only benefit to me watching a children's program as a man that does not have or own
you
any
get
children.
You put on a list.
Well, it would benefit maybe on like Tinder. Just be matching with single moms and be like, oh.
Yeah.
You see that latest episode of Bluey, right? How about that? Am I right?
It turns out I've only seen one season. I thought there were only 52 episodes.
Yeah,
there's
you
like
were complaining.
3 seasons.
You were complaining a couple weeks ago.
I guess there's 3 seasons and like 150 episodes.
Well,
so
there you
I gotta,
go. There you go.
So, but I'll tell you right now, if I had to choose from the episodes that I've seen, from the season 1 that I've seen, give me Hospital, Grannies.
No.
Zoo.
Not doing this.
And Veranda
not
Christmas.
Not Bluey episodes. Nope.
Oh my God, it's so good when Bluey treats her younger cousin poorly. And then she has to go
on
apologies.
Are they all dogs? What are the animals?
I think they're dingoes.
Dingoes.
They're Australian. Or they're New Zealand.
Dingo. No, dingoes are Australian. I don't think they exist in
New
Zealand.
No, but I'm not sure if, I think Bluey's New Zealand. You know all the best comedy comes from New Zealand.
It's true. But dingoes, I think, only exist in Australia. Did I make that
up? So maybe she's a dog.
Okay. All right.
Tell you what, she's got to be nicer to Bingo. She's got to share with Bingo.
Oh, there's
more.
A Bingo.
Yeah.
Name it, give
Bingo's
me the characters.
Sister.
Give me the main characters.
Bluey.
Okay.
Bingo.
Yep.
Dad. Ooh. Mom. Hmm.
After the top two, it really ran out.
Tell you what, though. Dad is a dad to aspire to be. He's a great dad.
Okay. All right.
Mom. I feel like mom wants to be funner. She wants to be more fun.
Classic
but
mom.
But dad is so fun that she just never
dad's
has
always
the opportunity.
Fun. Dad's always
dad's
fun.
Dad's too fun. Dad is too fun.
Oh.
I know.
Is that a spoiler?
This one also comes in from at West the Wheelman. Most underrated movies / shows from the last 5 years. And this is kind of tough for me because I feel like every show over the last 5 years has been properly rated, if that's weird to say.
It is weird to say. Yeah.
But like, so You're the Worst ended over the last 5 years. I think it came out maybe in what, 14 when it started?
Maybe. Yep.
That's a show that I would tell everyone to watch. I loved You're the Worst. That was on FXX.
I never finished it.
It was really good. Harley Quinn, the animated show, like no one's seen it because it was on the DC network, but now it's on HBO Max. Check that one out. And then also, I know it's a show that is critically acclaimed and everyone always, you know, says how much they love it, but Atlanta should be recognized as the best show on television.
I would say that's a bold statement, but there's not many good shows on television. Mm-hmm. Which is weird because television is based
but also,
on shows.
But also, technically, is Atlanta on television anymore?
Right. If you take
I know
and
season
years
three
off
is
between seasons. Yeah.
Season three is coming out maybe in 4 years.
Yeah, shit. Best most underrated shows of the last 5 years. The issue with me, naturally, is that I don't watch a lot of television shows. Mm-hmm. And the ones that I watch, I only watch because they're highly rated, right?
Yeah.
So I very rarely dive into something before someone
because
else
everything
does
is properly
TV
rated. Less. Everything's yeah properly rated.
What We Do in the Shadows, I think, is the one that comes to mind most.
Yeah, yeah.
First of all, not a ton of people have seen that movie originally. Mm-hmm. Secondly, no one's really seen the show. That show's really fucking funny.
And then for movies, The Founder, starring Michael Keaton.
Good.
It's fucking great, and he is so good in that movie.
It's really well paced. For a story that you would think is kind of boring, and it is, they pace it out well, and the acting is so good that it strings you along perfectly.
Masterminds
is really good. Actually,
it's really, really funny.
I don't think either of us would have watched Masterminds without
if it wasn't for Wes, actually, and that's what made me think of it, too.
Yeah,
it's not as crazy and as funny as, say, a Napoleon Dynamite, but it's in that same ilk.
Sure. I agree. Yep.
Brigsby Bear. I don't think anyone has seen this movie besides me and Kyle Mooney. Kyle Mooney is the star, and he also wrote the movie, too. It's someone who is kidnapped as a child and lives in an underground bunker and only watches one child show on a loop because that's all his host parents give him, and he thinks that's what the outside world is. And then when the bunker is raided and he's brought into the outside world, he doesn't know how to communicate with anybody, and all he does is show everyone his Brigsby Bear stuff, and then he creates his own Brigsby Bear.
I like that. I'm in
stars
that.
Kyle Mooney and Mark Hamill.
I like that.
Christopher Robin, the Winnie the Pooh movie.
Yeah, I watched it. I was pretty bored. It just wasn't
that's
for
fine.
Me. And
that's
I like
you're
Winnie
a child.
The Pooh.
It's because you look like
him. Smashed me.
Smoked you. And then finally, I mean, this has been pretty properly rated, but we love this movie, and I'll keep on saying it. Uncut Gems.
Yeah, I'd say it's underrated because I think it's...
It didn't get any awards.
I think it's one of the... I might have had it third last year. So I'll say it's probably one of the 5 or 6 best movies of the last 3 years.
Yeah.
That movie's fucking awesome. It's awesome.
And looking at the other movies that it's with, I mean, Avengers Endgame got its proper praise. Jojo Rabbit
won an
Oscar.
Jojo Rabbit's another really underrated one, but we've championed that for so long.
But they also won an Oscar, so
yeah,
it's kind of tough
true,
to...
True.
And then also Parasite. Parasite won an Oscar.
Parasite, yeah, also a very good one. The primary criticism of Uncut Gems is that people don't
Sandler
like it makes them feel uncomfortable. And yeah. I'm like, so then you're admitting that the movie has really moved you. And most things don't do that.
I remember talking to someone immediately after it came out. Like, I think they were at the same screening that we were at. And they said the movie made him too anxious. And I'm like, that was the point of the movie.
Yeah. Most
you were
don't
supposed to
feel
like
way.
You were being watched the entire time.
Right.
And feel gross and icky when you leave.
One I'll add here, because that's a good list you've got. Logan Lucky, Steven Soderbergh film from 3 or 4 years ago now. Stars Channing Tatum. It's got Daniel Craig. It's got Adam Driver. The cast is unbelievable. Soderbergh obviously has made a ton of heist films, most notably the Ocean's films. But I like this movie just about as much as I like Ocean's 11, and I fucking love Ocean's 11.
Oh, wait, there's one more here on the list. It says Star Wars The Last Jedi?
Yes.
This next one comes in from @AndersonJA. Take something and adapt it to a different medium or list what you would want to see happen with it. So his examples are King Killer's books into an HBO show or Indiana Jones into a video game. And what I would always say is that books are always better than the adaptation, so don't even bother doing it.
What is King Killer's books?
I don't know.
Yeah, we're not the book guys here. We're gonna need TLDR to help us out with that
so
one.
So what I would say, and this is what first thing that came to my head, a nice open world video game for John Wick.
Yeah, it's just GTA then, right?
Yeah, pretty much, but with John Wick.
Most things adapted to video games don't end that well, just like video games adapted to movies don't end that well.
Exactly, yeah.
I think the answer here is DC coming out with Star Wars or even, I guess, Marvel type of shows, right? So they've failed movies miserably.
Well, DC does have some shows that people seem to like.
Yeah, but
people
CW
like
quality
Titans.
Is not for, like,
no,
that's not
Titans.
For me.
Titans, though.
I mean, yeah, but they're using Titans with, like, not their most notable characters.
And then I also
so
just told you that...
make a show with Batman or with Superman. Give me the Lois Clark and Clark Kent show from 96. What was that, Terry
you
Hatcher?
Also... I know that you don't want to watch an animated show, but I just said one of the most underrated shows of the last 5 years is the Harley Quinn show.
Yeah, but again, people don't care about that. You got to make stuff that's going to make people care about the universe you're building, and the movies aren't doing it. So maybe what you do is go the other way. Build the shows, and it's working for Star Wars, obviously.
Yeah.
Build
oh my
the
God,
shows
yeah.
that maybe culminate in a movie instead of going the other way. So maybe start at square one with a show.
This next one's from @RvonD. He said, the Freddie Prinze Jr. Awards... the worst movie athletes by sport.
Jesus.
Easily for soccer, Michael Caine in Victory. He's a 48-year-old soccer player.
Wow. He's got a good boot on him.
So baseball is tough because Freddie Prinze Jr. is terrible. And with that arm slot, with that windup, he's throwing 92. Get out of my face. The one that I would put above him, though, Bernie Mac in Mr. 3000. And I don't mean to speak ill of Bernie Mac. But dear God.
He's got that Tody Gwynn body that just
doesn't
make sense.
Step into his swing.
Doesn't
he just waves the bat.
Yeah. And that guy, Mr. 3000, Tony Gwynn, made the Hall of Fame. Guy couldn't fucking hit a double. Save his goddamn life.
I mean, you could pick numerous Mighty Ducks to be in there.
Yeah, but those are like kids, so does that really
I
count?
Know. Yeah, Green Giants. I looked at a lot of lists for this.
Yeah, that would
everyone,
be something I'd have to research. Nothing really.
Everyone
pops
said
off
Shane Falco and Keanu Reeves, but I thought he actually looked pretty good. I thought he slung the ball pretty well.
He's fine.
Jake Parkman is what Billy is saying. Awful swing.
Yeah, I think you could look to the Major League movies and probably find a couple good examples.
I would say Major League 2, though.
I think both
it got
movies.
A little bit goofier. Yeah, it's Jack Parkman, Billy. And I thought his swing was okay. He's a big power swing. He's a catcher.
Yeah, good point. Real Doug Mirabelli.
I want to give complete praise to Eastbound and Down, Kenny Powers. Danny McBride went completely out of his way to make the way that he threw the ball so unrealistic that it just looked terrible. Like, he short-armed his hand much. And then someone that actually looked really great because they were a decent baseball player was Charlie Sheen.
Yeah. I don't think he looked out of place.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the best thing he could say.
All right, next one up here is @BrianEnguar, and he said, can you rate more Italian memes?
Do you have some on deck here?
Talk for a second.
Okay. So if you don't know what Brian Enguar is talking about, maybe, I don't know, 8 episodes ago? 9 episodes ago? Sometime in the last couple
months.
It's
like 30 episodes ago. It was a while.
Goo, at the end of an episode, pulled up Italian memes. I don't know. I don't remember what the genesis of it was.
I searched the word Italian memes funny because that's how we live life. Because
I guess maybe we reviewed Jersey Shore or something. I don't know. I have no idea what the episodes we've done. But I'll tell you what, it made me laugh for, I don't know, 2-3 minutes.
Here we go. This one, let me screen share here.
Yeah, you're going to want to watch this episode on the YouTube.
How Italians wipe their ass. And it's a guy, it's toilet paper with a little claw in there. Because, you know, we talk like this. Here we go. Good. Italians be like, we're just having a small meal.
Can you open them up?
It's as big as they get.
I can't see what's on the table.
It's a bunch of gabagool. What do you think? This one looks good. Tell you this. Forgot my gold chain at home. I had to wear silver.
Jesus.
Italian problems.
Oh, boy. I will say there are a couple people that I know that we went to high school with and some college friends that I have played pickup with, for some reason, think it's a good idea to wear 3 chains while they're playing basketball. Do they realize that just because you take it off, you're not any less Italian for that hour that you're playing pickup?
One does not simply leave Nona's house without a jacket on.
See? I can only see half of that.
Only Italian, man. Only Italians would get that one, I'll tell you that much.
Real killer stuff.
There we go. What nationality am I? Do I not look Italian to you, Stonad?
I can't tell you. I know that a lot of people make fun of Family Guy for obvious reasons, but I can't tell you how many times I've heard reference off to the side or in my presence them making fun of Italians. Beep-ba, beep-bitty-boppity-boopity.
Italians be like, well, put out a few snacks. Italians like to eat. That's why there's so much food on this table.
Right, right.
That's why there's so much
I would
food
argue Italians
table.
Are the reason for this nation's obesity.
Here we go. How Italians draw a horse, and there's a little hand where the horse's mouth is.
That one really got me.
All right, that's a good way to end it right there. No more Italian names for right now.
At least for another 8 or 9 episodes.
All right, what is next one up? Here we go. This one comes in from the real J. Quintel. Assuming records are kept, a Mac and Goo power ranking of movies that you've given 40 hot dogs to over the years.
We are keeping a record of this.
We are keeping a record. We don't have them on us right now, though.
Yeah, well, and part of it is we want to finish going through the Gooby Vault years and reviewing those movies.
Yeah.
So that we can have our definitive 40-dog movie list.
And we'll do that after all the Gooby Vaults anyways.
Yeah,
but
that'll
as of
probably
right now,
be sometime this year, I'm guessing.
Top of the Mind, Back to the Future, Goodfellas,
right? Don't even try it.
Silence of the Lambs, Halloween, and then Guardians, Dark Knight, Endgame, and Logan for me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the years that we've done the podcast, which is now the last, at least doing movies, the last 3 or 4, and then all of those Gooby Vault winners are in the running. So it's quite a task. We're definitely going to do it at some point.
This one comes in from At A Point in Life, and they said, pick a year Oscar winners do over, and we're actually going to do that soon.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yes, and then he also said, determine the greatest action movie series. So he threw out Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, Rocky, Rambo, John Wick, etc. And this is very tough, because when you're looking at the full series, beyond the first movie in most action movie series, they all stink. They're not good. They're very repetitive and garbage.
That's sort of my opinion on action movies in general. So if you want to do that episode, get someone else.
So I would just say Terminator, because it has 2 all-time movies. Granted, the next 4 movies in the series are not good. So I think there's 4 Terminator 3s, right?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Because they rewrote the history books so many times. Or is that too sci-fi?
Well, and the other, so the ones he gave, Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, Rocky, Rambo, John Wick, Fast and Furious. I think Fast and Furious probably has the most diversity, just because it has some racing and it has some action, some bullshit in there. And you bring in The Rock and Statham. Rocky is so, the boxing is so bad in most of those movies that I kind of hate all of them.
Defense is stupid.
Let's rule that one out. Rambo First Blood is incredible. And then I don't like any of the other Rambo movies.
Yeah. Well, that's what all these movies.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're mostly devoid of plot. John Wick has given us 3 pretty strong movies.
I was going to say, I think John Wick might be at the top of the heap here because it's consistently been good for 3 movies.
Yeah, it's probably at its peak right now, but there's a pretty good chance it's going to go down because they're building more John Wick properties.
But we haven't gotten it yet.
Die Hard and Lethal Weapon are very much in the same boat. But I would say of the options he gave us, to me, it's got to be Wick or Fast and Furious. One of those two.
Okay, and this one comes in from @Birdman_the. I like that name. That's cool. And then he said, best movie villains from all genres. So I would like to do this as a separate episode as well. But when looking at this, Mac, who would you have for best comic book villain? Would you go with Thanos or would you go with the Joker?
It's Thanos by a mile.
I think it might be the Joker.
I was never on the Joker's side. Not for a second. I was on Thanos' side for a little bit.
Would Darth Vader be the best villain for space operas?
I don't know if he would be. He's
for
really
sci-fi,
not that
he
great
has
of a
to be.
Villain.
No, he is. Darth Vader is for sci-fi.
He's a good
please.
Character, not that great of a villain, though, right?
No, he's a great villain. He's awesome. He's dope.
Yeah, he's a cool character. Mac, he's a dope character.
This one comes in from @GooIncognito, and he says the four coolest things you have in your studio right now. I'll let
before
you go first.
Before you even start, how are we going to call Darth Vader the greatest villain if the greatest thing he does is kill another villain? He's a hero.
Hey, man. Dog's got to eat. The dog eat dog world.
Four coolest things I have in the 40 Hot Dog studio right now. I have a Tom Brady signed football from the Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl, the 28-3 comeback. I spent way more money on that than I'd like to admit. That's easily like the most valued percent. What's the word I'm looking for? Things you own?
Yeah, things that you own.
I don't even remember what the word I was looking for there. Shit, I got like 1,000 Funkos. It's mostly sports memorabilia that I own. That's pretty cool. I got James White going over the end zone in overtime. That's a signed picture. I have a Ray Bourque signed jersey.
Avalanche?
Yeah. Him and Rob Blake signed it for whatever reason. I don't know why Blake signed it, but he did.
Him and Dave Anderchuk.
I also own a Roger Clemens baseball.
Okay.
Signed by Roger Clemens. But I met Jim Corsi one time and, a little peek behind the curtain here.
How did you pull that
we
off?
We are friends with Jim Corsi's nephews. And I met Jim Corsi one time. And the only baseball I had to get signed was the one that Roger Clemens signed. So I now own a Roger Clemens and Jim Corsi signed baseball.
That's funny because one time I was at a Bruins game. I was up in like the 9th floor and we were right next to like the suite of alumni. And I had my hat signed by Johnny Busick, Terry O'Reilly, and I think someone else. And then the person that got the hat signed for me was also eating a big piece of cake, and he had cake on his hands, and he got cake all over my hat.
So you basically got a jizz stain on your hat, a little frosting on that you can't get out.
Well, it's brown, so it's poo. It's a white hat. It's got a nice big brown stain on it.
Oh, that was your mistake, wearing a white hat.
All right, so here we go. Four things in the Goodio. I would say my Ninja Turtles arcade cabinet, both TMNT and Turtles
golden,
in Time.
I got that golden tea cabinet.
Yeah, you have a golden tea.
It's not in my room. It's out in the living room.
I have my Rodecaster Pro board. We are, of course, the unofficial, official, but very unofficial Rode podcast. And also it proves that we are in the MCU. And then I was sent this from Julia and Eric Liewald, the creators of X-Men the Animated Series. It is the first page. It's a copy of the first page from the first script of the show. And it is signed and personalized by them. It was very kind of them to send me.
That's pretty cool. Although, I thought you were going to say it's a copy of a copy of a copy of their signatures.
Well, no. So no, everything else,
signature on there.
Everything on here is a copy of a copy. Look at this little paperclip thing right here at the top. That's
Whoa.
A copy of a copy.
How come they didn't take the paperclip out to make the copy?
I don't know, man. Then it's just, but it even says here, to goo.
Wow.
To goo. They even
that?
Knew me as goo.
How
That's very
that?
Kind of them.
That is nice.
And then, does my PS5 count? That's in the Goodio.
Yeah, I got that in my room. I don't know if that counts, though, right? Cause...
All
right,
then all my toys and trinkets, then.
Yeah, there you go. That's like all my Funkos. Sure. That counts as well.
All right, this one comes in from @JustAGeek1701. Best sports movies broken down by sport. That seems like four separate episodes.
Yeah, that's a lot. In general, sports movies are really bad. I think football movies do it the best.
And I was going to say, you can put this in Mac and Goo lore right now.
Uh-huh.
The best baseball movie there is Major League. Because
probably
baseball movies stink.
Yeah, they're bad. They're really bad.
Ah, baseball is such a great
sport. What is
sport.
Your...
It's so romantic.
James Gunn to your head, Sean Gunn to your cock, your favorite sports movie. What is it?
Wait, one second. I forgot to play this.
Behold my stuff.
My stuff. Ooh. Oh, newest addition to Behold My Stuff, my Patrice Bergeron. Captain jersey.
Oh, you think that one's cool? Look at my Alf shirt.
You think your stuff's cool? Check out my stuff.
Yeah.
Behold my stuff.
We should have just done one big episode of Show and Tell. Behold my stuff.
We did do that. That was our Halloween episode.
Sure,
two
but
years
I mean like
ago.
like a Cribs edition almost.
Well, that's what Davey wants to do and have it be like a video.
Well, there you go. That's a good idea. Good
that's
idea.
Davey's Davey. Idea, though. Don't you fucking take it.
I just said good idea, Davey.
It needs to be quality on my end. Otherwise, no fucking deal.
Which one are we on right now? What is happening?
We're on. Oh, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
What? No, no. What's your favorite sports movie? You didn't answer.
It might be Major League. I love Major League.
Friday Night
Sneaky
Lights.
Sneaky also love Major League, too.
Friday Night Lights to me, for sure, my favorite sports movie.
Is it too soon for a Roger Dorn night? Next one comes in from @Bidge70. He wants a Dork Shared Gooniverse episode draft. And I will tell you right now, my number one pick, episode 12 of Dork.
King of Kong?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty good one. So that's...
That's a great one.
It's a weird idea, but I kind of like it. Drafting episodes of the podcasts.
But from all of the podcasts.
Yeah, that's bizarre. So no... None of Change My Mind would get drafted, which would be pretty good.
Well, anything that Fryer's involved in would not be taken. Also, he asked for the top 10 or 11 best drug movies.
Well, we can't steal PCP's thing. That's a tough question. You and I
aren't
the biggest drug guys, so I bet there's
no
movies in drug circles we don't know about.
So
black
I went
market
Pineapple
drug
Express... Pineapple okay. Express.
All right.
Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, I guess.
Half-Baked.
All right.
The Big Lebowski.
Sure.
Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I already see a glaring omission from your list.
And you can tell me in a second.
Mm-hmm.
Grandma's Boy. Dope. This is the End. How High. Harold and Kumar. And Reefer Madness.
You don't have Blow on there.
Ah, oh, Blow's good. You're right. My bad.
Yeah.
Take, is there enough marijuana or drug use in This Is the End?
I was gonna say This Is the End. That probably it's probably the
okay,
least drug
throw it
movie.
Off yeah throw it off
but I could see it being
that's
called a drug
that's
movie.
A huge part of being a drug movie. There needs to be drugs in the movie, and it's a movie that you need to be on drugs to really appreciate.
Well, that's sort of what I'm saying. Are there movies that people will take psychedelics and watch and it's like a drug movie? You know, we don't know. If
that's
you're
a
drug
point.
guy, let us know. Or gal.
Hey, druggies, why don't you go ahead? We're not cops.
Drug
tell
pals.
Us. Tell us.
Slide into
tell us all
DMs.
About your drug use. It's cool. And then this next one works perfectly with our last bit of dialogue, and that's a dad joke competition.
Oh, man.
So it'd be all me.
I wouldn't be good at this. I wouldn't be good at this. I'm really good at the am I rights, but that's all I got. That's it.
We'd have to call in an expert, an old friend of the show.
Yeah.
Marcus Estevez.
Yeah, we need him for sure. That's his whole life, his dad humor.
It really is. If you go to his, mainly on Facebook, Twitter he has some, but Facebook really highlights
it's true.
It's his great,
sure true.
Great dad jokes. Mac, next one up here is from @StrangeGinger, and he said, rank genres. So I have four, obviously Mount Rushmore. That's how many is in a Mount Rushmore, by the way, Mac.
Okay.
Four. Right. Comedy, horror, thriller, adventure.
Not having sci-fi on there is kind of insane.
If I could have five, sci-fi.
Adventure's sort of a theme in a genre to me, but I get it. And same thing with thriller. It's sort of part of horror. So you kind of listed two of the same there.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. Thriller's better than horror.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd go comedy and sci-fi top two, and then horror three. And shit, I don't know what I would do for fourth. Like heist? Heist isn't really a genre, but I love a good heist flick.
Because like I thought about comic book, but I think the best comic book movies is when they have the subgenres of other genres in them.
Yeah, I guess if you're calling comic book a genre, that would be my fourth. But I love a good heist movie. So heist? I don't even know if that counts.
Speaking of @Mr_Bestavez, he said, review the worst movie I've ever seen. It's on Prime. Gary Oldman plays a small person. He used a different word I'm not going to say on the air.
Okay.
Who is also Matthew McConaughey's twin brother. And before I clicked on the link, I already knew it was Tiptoes.
So I've never heard of this.
Yep.
Rapid reaction. It reminds me of that Matt Damon movie. Is it Matt Damon, Greg Kinnear, where they're stuck together?
When they're stuck together?
Yeah.
That was meant to be a comedy. Tiptoes is meant to be Gary Oldman looking for an Oscar for playing a small person on his knees with shoes on his knees.
Oh, man.
Matthew McConaughey is a firefighter, so you can relate to him. And he is also, like, he's artsy.
I don't
and
want you
he comes,
I don't need you to describe this movie anymore.
He comes from a family of small people, and he's kind of embarrassed by it.
McConaughey
and
is?
He wants to separate himself from those people, but then get this. He gets his girlfriend pregnant. I can't think of who the girlfriend in the movie is.
Okay.
But
you've seen this
they
movie?
They find out the baby's going to be a small person, and Matthew McConaughey can't handle it, and he leaves, and then Gary Oldman, the brother, raises the kid.
That movie sucks. That movie sucks ass.
Oh, by the way, spoilers.
I won't be reviewing
spoilers
that.
Spoilers for Tiptoes.
Billy D in the comment section says the lady is Kate Beckinsale.
It is Kate Beckinsale. Thank
I'd
you.
Stay with Kate Beckinsale through thick and thin. She could do anything wrong, anything right. Anything she does, or anything I do, I would stay with her forever.
Well, she ends the movie with Gary Oldman on his knees in shoes on his knees.
Oh, I thought
for 1 second.
I thought you were going to get real sexual with the on the knees there. Yeah, I'll never watch that movie ever. If there's a week where we don't have an idea, like next week, maybe you and Marcus review Tiptoes. Maybe that's what you do. The Amazon, is it an Amazon Prime original?
No, it came out a long, long time ago. That's Gary Oldman right there. You see him?
Oh my God. So he's got a regular torso. And he's just on his knees?
We do not own the rights to the movie Tiptoes.
Why did they think this was a good idea? Oh my God.
It has like three huge stars in it.
Holy shit.
Four. Sorry. Also, Patricia Arquette's in there too.
Oh my God. I have never heard of this.
Oh, and look at this.
Now I kind of want to
Dinklage
is
in it too.
It. I'll be honest.
Look at the Dinker.
Now I kind of want to watch it. I'm kind of in on it.
McConaughey is drunk in this scene.
It's so bad that I want to watch it.
Oh, that's right. He goes to an orgy, I'm pretty sure.
What?
A little person orgy or a regular person orgy? Yeah, it's crazy. It's nuts. This movie's great. Want to watch it?
I kind of want to watch it.
Okay, I guess we're going to watch that now. That's next week's episode. Thanks, Marcus.
Tiptoes.
At Corey_Mitchell46, make a football team using superheroes from both universes, then poll what team would win.
So I'll stop you right there. Football team's too many. That's 11. Can't do that.
Exactly.
Basketball team, I think, is more reasonable.
Fucking monsters. But also, when doing this, are we saying, like, you can use magic? Because if that's the case, then Dr. Strange will just make portals everywhere.
Yeah, I guess that would be something you'd have to bring into the discussion, right?
But
you shoot the ball anywhere, Strange throws a portal, and it's automatically in.
If it's purely strength, you just want the Hulk, right?
Hulk would be a real nice power forward.
Nice two-way player.
Well, he probably doesn't have any touch, so I guess...
But if you're looking at football, though, defensive tackle and halfback...
Yeah, I'd probably play him on the edge. I'd play him D-line, an Aaron Donald type role,
yeah,
and then maybe get him some goal line carries.
Then Thor, he's a strapping young gentleman. He's pretty strong.
I'd play Thor at quarterback. He throws that hammer pretty well.
How about Ant-Man? Because he can get real small, sneak right by, and then
get right in
real
those
big.
Holes. A little dive up the middle, and he squeaks right through.
And then, hear me out, we saw him carrying the gauntlet in Endgame. Black Panther had some moves.
Yeah, he's sort of our slot guy. We want to get him the ball underneath and let him do a little work.
I have no one else, though.
Yeah.
Everyone else is the same. Get the ball to Trevor. Next one up here is from @SoulNH. Best TV shows based off of toys. So I think Transformers is the easy choice here for number one.
Mm-hmm. Definitely is.
Then Thundercats is pretty dope.
Thundercats is very good.
Dino Riders?
I don't know what that one is. I'll be honest.
And then Street Sharks.
Okay. So the Street Sharks toys came before the show?
Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that. Wow, that is a sucky list, though, right? Because Street Sharks isn't that good, as much as I like it.
Weirdly, it had like 40 episodes. That's a lot of episodes for Street Sharks.
I'm pretty sure.
How could you get 40 episodes out of Street Sharks?
I don't know. There's only so many sharks you can put on rollerblades.
There's a bad guy. The Street Sharks find the bad guy. I assume they eat the bad
shark
guy.
Shark attack.
Yeah. Bad guys are gone. No more bad guys. They're all eaten by sharks.
That's a tough one. Best TV shows based on toys. I think there's like Barbie. Does Barbie have a show? Polly Pocket?
Polly Pocket did, yes.
Okay, all right. Polly Pocket was a good... Actually, they made a male version of Polly Pocket called something Max.
Mighty Max.
Mighty Max. Was that what it was for sure?
Yeah,
I actually liked those toys because it was like a little world you could have like...
Yeah, a little Palm Pilot.
It was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice.
I know people like Mask too.
Mask?
Yeah, from the 80s. Mask.
Oh, isn't that the rip-off Transformers?
No, they were cops.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, all right. This one comes in from Marjorie, you dummy. I am rewatching the Marvel movies in order and just watched Civil War last night, also convinced that Tony Stark wrote the Sokovia Accords. You should do a full breakdown of going down that rabbit hole and talking about the Sokovia Accords. I've already done a six-pack. It's still on the channel. It's the only six-pack left. It is my dais. It is something that I want Mac to play at my funeral because Tony Stark wrote the Sokovia Accords.
Yeah, I love that you're hanging your hat on this, and I love that people will occasionally tweet at you about this because the best part is it does not matter. It doesn't matter who wrote them.
No.
It literally does not matter.
Hear me out, Mac.
It doesn't matter.
That's the worst part about it.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I wish it mattered more.
It doesn't matter.
I wish it mattered more.
So you drawing a line in the sand for Tony Stark writing, it doesn't matter. It does not matter.
Is my life meaningless? Harley Quinn, did you just give me cancer?
You gotta get that sounder.
Oh, I have it right here. Don't worry.
Harley Quinn, you gave me cancer?
Such a fucking great line.
That's so good.
All right. At Sidetracked ENT1, Jackass, movie or show, stunt draft.
I like
and
that
Mac,
idea a lot.
I think that, so I know that Dork did a whole Jackass episode. Mm-hmm. I would love to do a stunt draft.
That's our perfect
Maybe
spin
can
on
actually,
it, right? We'll draft stunts.
We could have
Jackass.
Dork on to do it.
Yeah, we'll do a four-person draft. Me and you, Davey and Keith.
Movie, show, and CKY.
I love that fucking idea. That's so good. That's a great idea.
Now, am I tipping my hand if I give away my top four right now?
You probably are, yeah.
But I should still do it anyways, right?
Well, we...
I think we both agree
we
that the number one
same
is...
same number one, yeah.
Pubeard.
With Jay Chandrasekhar, is that how you say his name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He plays the cab driver. They put Aaron... What is it? Danger Aaron?
Who we both think they actually hate.
Oh, for sure.
Like, they
don't like
like
him.
They jokingly don't like him
they
on the show, like but I think they actually don't like him.
So they... If you haven't seen the end of Jackass 2, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They convince him to pull off a prank pretending to bring a bomb to an airport via cab.
What which they, is so stupid. Which is such a dumb thing for him
but
to
that's
do.
That's why like it's funny that Aaron
I know.
Would think it's
well,
a good
no, the,
idea. You know?
The intricacies of this one scheme,
the
this
setup,
one stunt,
the setup is, so
is
perfect.
Amazing.
And the payoff
yes.
is even better. Basically, we both agree that the best skit, sketch,
yes.
stunt is
yes.
the end of Jackass 2.
I also love B-Limo.
B-Limo's
this was in Jackass 3D,
marbles.
I think.
Yeah, with the marbles.
Yeah, this is in 3D, right?
That's a classic one, yeah.
That's so... They have like Ryan Dunn and two other people go into a limo and they just dump bees into the limo.
Yeah, yeah.
I loved Medicine Ball Dodgeball in the Dark.
Yeah,
it's so
tough
simple.
Tough one.
They just go into the back of a truck
so
and they yell, Medicine Ball Dodgeball in the Dark, and they throw medicine balls
so
at each other's
dangerous.
Faces. And then a great one. This is in Jackass 1, I think,
yeah.
and that is the golf course air horn.
Yeah, that is a classic prank as well. You've seen some YouTubers do it these days. But as an avid golfer, I won't say good golfer, but someone who golfs often when the weather allows it, I just think it's so funny because there are rounds where I'm so mad on the course. And if I were to be in that situation, I don't know how I would react. But it's so funny
yeah.
that it's like an old white guy. Who's probably retired. All he does is play golf every day. And he's got some fuckwad in the bush blowing an air horn in his backswing. It's absolutely perfect.
And this is our final four here, and it's all from one person. There's no other way for us to end our Mount Rushmore episodes than with at Brijolm. This is from at Jill Brennan. Mac, first one up here is movie car chases. I went with Blues Brothers, Baby Driver, The Dark Knight, and 21 Jump Street.
Those are some good ones. I guess all of the Fast and Furious movies, number one.
Yeah, those are very good.
The one in Baby Driver in the red car where he lines himself up with the other red cars is really
That's
good.
At the beginning of the movie,
yeah.
Yep.
That's a really
and he's
good
one. Is he playing is it Bell Bottoms at that time?
I think
the
right.
song Bell Bottoms.
Yep,
yeah.
I think you're right.
Awesome.
21 Jump Street is a good one. Dark Knight, when he's chasing the Joker into the tunnel underneath, that's a fucking really good one, too.
And the Joker opens up the truck bed,
the
and he
missile.
Has the giant bazooka.
Yeah,
yeah, yep. So fucking
that's,
good.
Those are
love
some
that
good
one.
Ones right there. You did a good job on there.
Batman Begins has a pretty good one, but makes you suspend belief when they're trying to tell you how realistic this universe is. And he's just jumping roofs and shit.
Yeah.
Best movie music montages. Rocky IV. I think easily is my number one.
Yeah, that's a really that's a tough one to beat for sure.
If you're looking for other good training montages, like serious ones, Mulan.
Okay. Yep.
Making a man out of herself, mm-hmm. and then silly ones, The Muppets, the one that came out in 2011, where they say, let's do a music montage to move the plot along. And then they move like a month down the line through a music montage. It's very meta, Mac.
To me,
and then,
yeah, go ahead.
Silly one. No, sorry, my final one, very silly but very good, is Wet Hot American Summer.
I think you would have to include Team America World Police. Just
yeah, that's a great one, too.
Just making fun of the whole thing, I think, is one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Do you have any other ones?
No, that's it.
Okay.
That's all I
got. One. I got one, guys.
I bring one thing.
Most ridiculous movie premise. And I think we could actually do a full episode out of this, because when I first thought of it, I'm like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. And then more movies just came to me, and I just kind of threw them at the wall, and there's a ton. Jason X might be the worst premise of all time.
Yeah, you go 300 years in the future, or like 500 years in the future, and in space.
Like they're like, oh, he's already been to hell. I think he's a semen worm right now. Well, what if we regenerate him and we send him to space? Okay, that's a pretty good idea. So like present day, 3,000 years in the future?
We can't do present
day. Yeah, no. And then to stick with the horror theme here, because there's a lot of really bad horror premises.
I think it would be a ton of horror movies. That's the only issue.
Halloween 6 has a horrible premise.
Really bad.
Which they were planting the seeds to in Halloween 5.
They
so I
were.
Guess you got to throw a little at that too. Howard the Duck?
I think that you could do a Taika Waititi directed Howard the Duck movie these days.
Yeah, you could.
In 1985, probably not the greatest of ideas.
Taika Waititi carrot sign facing over George Lucas is what Mac is saying.
Yeah, I don't think anyone would disagree.
The Human Centipede?
So that, I think the first one came out in what, 2012 maybe?
No, it came out, so it came out in 2009,
okay. All right.
But it got a weird release in 2010, because I know we had this argument during our horror decades.
Oh, okay.
On
all right, so
where
maybe
to
the
put
second
it.
One came out right around 2012.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about this movie and thinking it was like almost fake, like a hoax on the internet. And then it was an actual movie that was getting a sequel.
Two sequels.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like, as a studio, at what point does something go too low or too below brow where you're like, we can't do that? We can't do that.
And I think, so when we first started the show, our original equator was, if a movie had below a 26%, it has to be the worst thing ever made, because The Human Centipede 2 had a 26%.
26% on Rotten Tomatoes. Yeah, it's true.
Yep.
That's very true.
So along with The Human Centipede, this is a Kevin Smith movie.
Those are back in the Mac
Tusk.
And Goo Lost episodes.
Tusk, Mac.
I've heard Tusk is the worst movie of all time.
Tusk is terrible.
I'll never see it, but I've heard nothing but bad things.
Huge fans of Justin Long over here. We're a big Justin Long
Jeepers
podcast.
Big Jeepers Creepers podcast here.
We love Jeepers Creepers, but this movie's no good. Surf Ninjas.
I don't know what that one is.
Rob Schneider's in it.
Okay, carry on.
Point Break. I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I'm saying the premise...
So that's the episode right there, right? If we were to do that, good movies with terrible premises, I think, would be a good episode.
Along with that, Speed.
Yeah. Terrible premise. Horrible premise.
Guys, okay, so we have Keanu Reeves and we have Sandra Bullock. Okay, cool. Cool. All right.
Also,
what do you want to do?
Got Dennis Hopper as the bad guy.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Okay. I like where this is going.
Sure.
So, like, what happens in the movie? Well, there's this bomb on the bus. Okay, all right.
Whoa.
How does the bomb go off? If he goes under 55. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Like the speed limit on the interstate, you know? So if they go 54, everyone's dead. But they keep it at 55, that's the movie. And they're like, what? Is this, what?
What? And then our final one here, Mac, once again from at Brijolm. Is that how you pronounce that? Brijolm?
Yeah, sure. Brijolm?
Yeah, sure. Best and worst TV or movie school dances.
Grease
school
has got to be number one. It's got to be
Grease?
One.
Footloose? Because
Footloose
had
good.
That big buildup.
Yep.
Real big buildup.
Yep.
American Pie?
Sure, sure.
Because they all lose their virginity. Ever hear of that, Mac?
Oh, Back to the Future.
That's pretty good.
Back to the Future.
That's good.
Yep. Johnny
but
B.
a
good.
Better one would be the Luau in Grease 2.
First of all, you spelled luau wrong in the document here.
Okay. Hey, genius. Hey, smart guy. Hey, Taj Mahari. How do you spell luau?
Your insistence on bringing up Grease 2 is maybe my least favorite thing about you.
Look at Mac deflecting the question on how to spell luau.
I wouldn't have spelled it.
Then attacking
I
me.
I would have just said it. I wouldn't have spelled it. I would, what I would do is flip the A's in the U. That's how I would spell it. You have it L-A-U-A. I'd spell it L-U-A-U.
So everyone go to Twitter right now and either say luau or luau.
Or laua, because that's how you spelled it. Lara without the R is how you spelled it.
That's how Sly Stallone says it. Whoa!
Oh, man.
So then would the worst school dance in a movie be Carrie?
It has to be, right?
It's got to be Carrie.
A lot of people died. You know, it wasn't great. It wasn't great.
Pig blood everywhere.
You know what's another good one? I guess worse and more in the Carrie vein, Sky High. Remember that?
Yeah.
That's how they steal all the superheroes in Sky High.
Prom Night?
Sky High is a great movie. I'll draw a line in the sand for Sky High.
Okay.
Over your fucking
So I don't have any more, Mac. Do you have any other... Have any other thoughts to get off your head?
No. We apparently, if you've listened to this whole episode, we just tricked you for an hour and 6 minutes because we just did an episode about episode ideas. And I thank you for staying here.
Yeah. Brought to you by Manscaped.com. Go to Manscaped.com, promo code Mac and Goo, 20% off your order. Mac, where can you find us?
You can find us on Twitter and on Instagram at Mac and Goo Podcast. On every other platform, we are Mac ampersand Goo. That's Mac Shift 7 Goo. It includes Facebook, Stitcher, TuneIn, CastBox, Spreaker, Google Play, iHeartRadio.
When you tell your grandmother you're doing a keto diet and that she has a little ravioli in front of her.
The face on that woman's really getting me. The most important platforms other than iTunes is Spotify. Spotify, get on the Spotify, subscribe to us there.
That one's stupid.
iTunes, subscribe to us, rate us, review us 5 stars. If you do that, we'll get you a free t-shirt because Goo has free t-shirts again. So make
sure. It wasn't always used for just cooking, and it's a wooden spoon.
Because they'd hit you with it. That's the whole thing.
Would your grandmother hit you with a wooden spoon?
No, I don't think she would.
I feel like mine did a couple times, but what she would do.
I could see her hitting my mom with a wooden spoon.
What she would do, because she definitely hit a couple of us a couple of times, but what she would do is say if we were sitting on the couch.
Yep.
She would hit the cushion next to us with the wooden spoon.
Spook.
Yeah, she would. Yeah, she would scare the daylight out of us. But then she would make us all a very big lunch, a very big diverse lunch.
Now that I've scared you, I've got your attention. Here's some food.
Italian people be like, "Family's coming over."
If you leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, please slide into our DMs.
Oh, these are my favorite ones.
So
these are my favorite ones.
So Goo can
good
get
luck
you a free
telling
t-shirt.
An Italian woman to calm down.
Calm down. You can't, there's no good cadence for calm down, right? But if you say relax, relax. That's the
Italian mother holds her newborn child for the first time, and it's the hand. Classic. Oh, yes. Good stuff, Matt. Go ahead.
Real, real good stuff. I kind of finished while you were Italian.
Oh, I'm sorry. TeePublic.com merch. Head to TeePublic.com. I believe, let's assume they're on sale. Everything's always on sale, Mac.
Sure are.
We don't know what we're going to do next week. Maybe send us more ideas
maybe
and we'll just
Tenet,
keep doing this.
Maybe Tiptoes. Possibilities are endless.
So Tenet backwards is Tenet.
Mm-hmm.
Tiptoes backwards is Tiptoes.
No, it's not.
Arizona backwards is Arizona.
Race car backwards is race car.
Have you ever looked at the word matchbook backwards?
Do you want to do an episode on those things? What are they called? The backwards words?
Well, that's what Tenet is.
All right. There you go. There's our episode.
Or it's about 10 ETs.
Next week, we're doing race car.
I'm going to do race car next week. All right. Tuesdays are Goose Days. I abuse kangaroos.
Bye.
Please flip the cassette over to side B to continue the adventure.